Amen. Good morning.
各位弟兄姐妹，早上平安。
How good it is to sing together.
我们能够一起在这里敬拜，是何等的美好。
As we continue in worship, let us read God's word.
我们继续来敬拜主，我们来读神的话语。
If you could rise, we'll read it together first in English and then in Chinese.
我们一起来起立，我们来读经文。
Mark chapter 8 and verse 1.In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered, and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. Some of them have come from far away. And his disciples answered him,How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish.And having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people. And he sent them away.
马可福音八章一到九节，那时又有许多人聚集，并没有什么吃的。耶稣叫门徒来说，我怜悯这众人。因为他们同我在这里已经3天，也没有吃的了。我若打发他们饿着回家，就必在路上困乏，因为其中有从远处来的。门徒回答说，在这野地，从哪里能得饼，叫这些人吃饱呢？耶稣问他们说，你们有多少饼？他们说，7个。他吩咐众人坐在地上，就拿着这7个饼注谢了。掰开，递给门徒，叫他们摆开。门徒就摆在众人面前。又有几条小鱼，耶稣祝了福，就吩咐也摆在众人面前。众人都吃，并且吃饱了，收拾剩下的零碎，有7筐子，人数约有4000。耶稣打发他们走了。
Let me pray for us.
我们一起低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning.
天上的父神，我们感谢的今天早上。
We pray that by the power of your Spirit who abides with us,
我们祷告圣灵的大能临到我们的当中。
You would give us a sense of your blessed presence,
使我们能够感受到你的临在。
Give us eyes to see and ears to hear,
使我们有心灵的眼睛可以看到，有心灵的耳朵被打开。
And hearts that are convicted of the truth,
我们的心就被真理所充满。
We ask it in Jesus' name and for His sake.
我们奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Sometimes we have no idea how good something is until we taste it.
有的时候，我们要亲自尝尝滋味，我们才知道那里面是如何。
I remember the first time Jeremiah had cotton candy.
我记得我第一次我的小孩 Jeremiah 在吃棉花糖的时候
It looked really funny.
他看起来样子很奇怪
But when he tasted it, his world changed.
当他真的吃下这个棉花糖的时候就发现滋味不一样
He realized just how good life could be.
他就发现到原来人生还有这样的美味
And Mr. Naaman here tells me the same thing is true about stinky tofu.
Naaman 也这样子觉得他觉得臭豆腐好像也是这个意思
Some people feel the same way about durian.
那也有些人觉得榴莲好像也是要这样子尝才知道味道。
There are some things you just have no idea how good they are until you taste them.
有些事情你要亲自尝尝才知道各中滋味。
In the Bible, we see generation after generation of people calling us to taste and see that God is good.
圣经上历世历代的使徒都在告诉我们要尝尝主恩的滋味。
We just want to let go of all of our preconceived ideas, listen to Him.
我们希望能够放掉我们先入为主的成见，使我们聆听神的话语。
Now, here in this passage, people have been listening to Jesus.
在这段经文当中，人们已经开始聆听耶稣一段时间。
For 3 days.
有三天的时间。
And now they are close to fainting from hunger.
他们可能几乎饿得快要昏倒了。
Some of them have come from far away.
有的人是从远处而来的。
Why? Why would they come to the point of being about to faint from hunger?
为什么他们快要饿得快要晕了呢？
What seems to have captivated them so much that they don't even go to get something to eat?
什么东西可以使他们如此的专注，以致忘了肚子饿呢？
Apparently, Jesus is feeding them something that they didn't even know they were hungry for.
因为耶稣给他们另外一种喂养。
These people probably could not teach you much theology.
或许这些人是普通老百姓，不太懂神学。
There was probably a whole lot that they did not understand.
或许他们不是很明白一些事情。
But they knew that Jesus was giving them something which they desperately hungered for.
但是耶稣给了他们一些他们生命当中必须有的东西。
The Bible says we have an appetite for life that nothing in this world can satisfy.
圣经上说，我们在这世上要有一种属灵的胃口，这属灵的胃口世上没有一个东西可以满足我们。
No amount of money will ever be enough.
不是有关于财富，永远不够的财富的。
No amount of achievement or power will ever satisfy us.
再大的成就都不能满足你心中的渴求。
No amount of parties or relationships will ever be enough.
再多的聚会，再多的情感，都还是不能满足你心中的渴望。
These are all good things that God created.
上帝创造这些事情使我们满足都是好的事情。
We see people all over the world trying to get more and more and more and yet never getting enough.
但是我们看到这世上的人不停地在追求，但是他们心中却仍然空虚匮乏。
I've been there, done that.
我自己就是这样的例子。
I still struggle.
我仍然在挣扎。
The other day I spent an entire hour on the internet.Looking at all the garage tools that I do not have.
不久之前，我还花了一个小时的时间，一直在网上寻找我最爱的工具。
Last week, when we drove to Waco, Melissa and I, we passed a farming supply center.
在上周我开车去 Waco 的时候，看到一个专卖农村工具的地方。
And I said, if I could just get one of those tractors.
所以我心里就想说，如果我可以买到那一台拖拉机是真好。
The kind with air conditioning.
而且那台拖拉机上面有冷气啊。
Now for you, it may not be toys in your garage.
对你来说，或许不是你所喜欢的工具。
Might be a promotion at work.
可能是你工作上的晋升。
If I could just get that promotion, I'd be set.
如果我升上去，我人生就满足了。
Might be a relationship.
或者是你的关系。
If I could just get married, then my life would be complete.
如果我可以结婚的话，我的生命就完整了。
Or if I could just get into that college, that school, I would be set. I'd be satisfied.
或者是我可以去那个理想的学校，我的人生就可以了。
If I could just get the iPhone 13.
或者是我拿到最新的 iPhone 13.
If I could just bench 200 pounds.
或者是我可以举起200磅的重铁。
If I could just get first chair in the orchestra.
或者是我是在交响乐团的第一把小提琴手。
But we all know it'll never ever be enough.
但是我们心里都知道，这样的追求是永无止境的。
We will always want more.
我们总是想要更多。
Our appetite for life seems insatiable.
好像我们对生命的这种渴求是永远无法被浇熄的。
But Jesus says here that He Himself can satisfy us.
但是耶稣说他自己可以满足你的渴求。
Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger,
and
whoever believes in me shall never thirst."
耶稣基督说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Here in this story, they gathered up 7 large baskets full of leftovers.
在故事当中，剩余的收起来足足有七筐子。
God loves to create good things and give them in abundance.
上帝给予的总是丰丰富富，并有剩余。
He loves to bring new life and new healing.
他喜爱将生命、将医治赐给我们。
It gives him great joy to make all things new.
对他来讲，能够看到一切都更新了，他是有满足的。
Does that sound too good to be true?
你觉得这是真实的吗？
It's actually not difficult for us to kind of scoff at this.
有的时候我们可能太轻看这件事了。
It's easy for us to say, look, the reality is that in this world, no one is that generous or that good or that full of joy.
但你可能说这世上的人不是都非常自私、非常之贪婪，怎么可能有这么好的事呢？
How do we taste and see that God is good?
我们如何能够尝到主恩的滋味呢？
Well, first, Jesus does warn us, warn his people about having a hard heart.
第一件事情，耶稣曾经警告我们说，要留意你心里不要存了刚硬的心。
If you keep reading in this passage, he's warning his disciples.
如果你继续沿着这个故事往下读，他有警告门徒。
Now, what kind of a person has a hard heart?
哪一种人说你是有刚硬的心呢？
That's a person who is cynical about love and friendship.
那一种人，他对于爱跟友情总是持着不可置否、持着批判的态度。
A person who scowls at big dreams and mocks beautiful ideals.
他不相信有伟大的梦想，也不相信有理想。
All this talk about heaven and paradise and everlasting joy is just kind of stupid.
对那些人来说，天堂并永恒的喜乐是不重要的，甚至是愚蠢的。
That's a hard heart.
这样就是有刚硬的心。
The religious leaders here were insisting that if Jesus was the Messiah, he needs to prove it.
在当时的宗教领袖，耶稣当时的宗教领袖坚持说，如果耶稣你真的是弥赛亚，是预言的那一位的话，你们要证明给我看，你要证明给我看，显些神迹。
They weren't interested in this talk about faith and love.
他们对耶稣的教导毫不留意。
And even though Jesus had already done many amazing miracles, they still wanted him to perform.
事实上，耶稣已经行了不知道多少神迹，但他们还说再来一个吧。
They thought he should be showing off and proving himself.
他认为耶稣基督就是要显出来给大家来看。
Not to be humble and meek.
他们没有留意到耶稣是柔和谦卑的人。
They wanted him to dazzle people, maybe even intimidate them into submission.
他们希望耶稣能够炫耀自己，甚至使别人感受到害怕而去相信他。
It's a hard-hearted heart that mocks at meekness.
这一种刚硬的心，就是在嘲弄柔和谦卑的耶稣。
Who else do we know in the Bible that wanted to test Jesus?
还有谁想要测试耶稣呢？
Satan said, "If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread."
就是神的敌人撒旦，恶者撒旦试探耶稣说，如果你是神的儿子，就把这些石头变成食物来吃。
These religious leaders were Jesus' enemies.
这些宗教的领袖在当时就是耶稣的敌人。
But he also warned his own disciples, beware of having a hard heart.
但是他去警告，用这件事警告他的门徒说，不要有刚硬的心。
His own disciples were really struggling to see Jesus for who he was.
他自己的门徒对于认识耶稣是谁也有一些挣扎。
They had trouble believing that the Almighty God, the Almighty Creator, could be a humble, gentle servant.
因为人没有办法理解一个全能掌管天地万有的神却是这样的柔和谦卑。
Most gentle, approachable, accessible person in the universe.
他是柔和，他谦卑，他是随时可以找他的神。
He is the King of Kings, yet he makes the outcast of society feel welcome.
他是万王之王，但他却到达社会的边缘的地方去接触他们。
He is the light of the world, yet he did not come to judge.
他是世界的光，他来到地上不是来审判。
I wish I could tell you about him.
我希望我能跟你再多说一些。
He is the good shepherd.
他是好牧人。
He is the way and the truth and the life.
他是道路、真理跟生命。
The Bible says we were created to know him and to walk with him, and our life will never be complete until we do.
圣经告诉我们，我们受造是为着要与他同行。我们的生命不能完整，如果你生命当中少了耶稣。
I wish I could tell you about him.
我希望我可以告诉你更多。
But at some point, you just have to taste for yourself and see that God is good.
但最终是你自己要去尝尝主恩的滋味。
And Jesus said, we can simply ask him to open our eyes.
耶稣基督说，我们可以就单纯的来问他。打开我们心中的眼睛。
Sometimes when people came to Jesus, he would simply ask them, "What do you want me to do for you?"
有时候人来找耶稣，耶稣就问他们说：“你要我为你们做什么？”
Time he asked two of his disciples, "What do you want me to do for you?"
他曾经问过他两个门徒说：“你希望我为你们做什么？”
They asked him for great power and authority.
这两位门徒说：“我要有更多的权力，更多的权柄。”
Another time.He told them that they actually had no idea what they were asking for.
但耶稣回答说，你们根本不知道你们求的是什么。
But another time he asked a blind man, what do you want me to do for you?
有一次他跟一个瞎子，他问那个瞎子说，你希望我为你做什么？
The blind man said to him, Rabbi, I want to be able to see.
这位瞎子他说，拉波尼，就是老师，我要能看见。
Jesus immediately opened his eyes.
耶稣立刻开他的眼睛。
You want to taste and see that God is good.
你要去尝主恩的滋味啊。
Ask him.
来问他吧。
Now, of course, it takes time for people to come to the point of trusting Jesus.
当然，每个人生命都有历程，最终来经历耶稣。
If you're here this morning and you don't think you're ready to do that, we get it.
如果你今天早上觉得说我还没有准备好，我们可以了解这样的情况。
We urge you to ask God to speak to you.
但是我们希望你能够问神，叫他来对你说话。
Say, God, if you are really there, I want to hear from you.
你可以跟神说，主啊，如果你是真实的，我希望能够听见你。
I want to taste and see that you are good.
我希望能够尝到你那主恩的美好。
God, if you are really there, I want to know you.
如果你真的在这里，我希望能够认识你。
I want to understand what life is about.
我希望知道人生是怎么回事。
Would you give me eyes to see and ears to hear?
主啊，你可以让我有这样的眼睛能够看到，有这样的耳朵能够听到你吗？
That would be an excellent, wise, courageous prayer to pray.
这样的祷告是有智慧，并且是勇敢的祷告。
We also urge you to listen to the testimonies of those who are getting baptized this morning.
等一下我们要受洗，受洗之前有见证，我们鼓励你们听这些人的见证。
They're going to share how Jesus has touched their hearts and given them new life.
他们会跟你分享耶稣基督如何触动他们的心灵。
Satisfied them in a way that nothing else in this world can satisfy.
以至于他们的生命得到那最终的满足。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me pray for us again.
我们一起低头来祷告。
And Father, we pray that if there are any out there this morning who have not come to that decision,
父亲，我向你祷告，如果还有人还没有向你决志，向你全心归向你
，or maybe they have.At some time in the past, made that decision, but they have not followed through as you called.
或者是有人他曾经向你决志过，但却没有最终却没有全然遵行。
If they are wandering and their life is out of kilt,
当他们在生命当中彷徨的时候
，do a good work in their hearts this morning.
请在今天就打开他们的心，使他们心里能感受明白。
And Lord, we give you thanks for those who are getting baptized this morning.
父神，我们何等感谢你使这些人能够受洗归到您的名下。
Bless them richly, be glorified in their lives.
愿你的名在这里得荣耀，愿你赐福他们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, baptism is a statement of belief and commitment to Jesus Christ.
敬礼是宣告，是对于耶稣基督信心的宣告。
We go down in the water, we believe that Jesus died.
当这个人受洗进入水中的时候，我们相信与耶稣同埋葬。
We rise up, we believe that Jesus rose from the grave.
当他从水里起来的时候，就好像耶稣从死里复活。
When he rose, he left our sins behind in the grave.
当这个人起来的时候，他就是新人，所有的罪恶过犯都远离他而去。
And we are washed clean.
我们被主耶稣基督所洗净。
We are recreated, born again.
我们成为新造的人。
We have new life.
我们有新的生命。
We're going to listen. First, they'll give a testimony, and then we'll baptize.
我们要开始来聆听每一位受浸者他们的生命见证，然后我们要为他来施洗。